Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark, who almost didn't make it into the show tonight. Sorry, Elizabeth, here I am.
Okay.
I'm a spiritual being who keeps an open mind, and I suggest you try to do the same thing, because when you do that, not only will you discover new doors opening for you, but you'll see where we can all find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And to the callers who wonder what I'm talking about, I was delayed today with an incident with my father. I made it back a minute beforehand, and usually I talk to my guest for 5 or so minutes before the show, and I didn't get a chance to do that, but I was on the spot in the studio at the stroke of 7:30 Eastern Time. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, Elizabeth. Elizabeth helps people connect through their friends and family and spirit, beloved pets, spirit guides, guardians, angels, the Akashic records, and the wisdom and intelligence of the physical body, optimizing physical and emotional wellness, accelerating healing, and overcoming grief, stress, and anxiety. Readings, healing sessions, and clearings with Elizabeth Anglin are gentle, joyful, and full of compassion, humor, and fun. Clients often remark that sessions are comfortable, clarifying, and supportive, and as fun as having coffee with a friend who has known them for years. In many thousands of sessions over the past 2 decades, Elizabeth has helped people and animals align with their truest divine intentions to experience love, healing, harmony, wholeness, and abundance. And I'm going to give you her website in a moment. I'm gratified that so many of you have called in, because even though Elizabeth is a fantastic medium, she prefers to deal with the intuitional healing that she can do with people and pets, and I'm assuming that's what you want to deal with tonight, Elizabeth.
Yeah, healings and, you know, just sort of talking about where we're at in the time and things that may be coming up and clearing those energies would be great.
Great, yeah, because I wanted to ask you beforehand what topic, if any, you'd like to discuss tonight. So let me just announce Elizabeth's website. It is Elizabeth Anglin, A-N like Nancy, G-L-I-N like Nancy.com. And Elizabeth is spelled with a Z. Again, it's ElizabethAnglin.com. So please visit that, because whatever you are able to discern and discuss with Elizabeth tonight, it's just going to be a tiny little snapshot of what you could experience with her if you do a full-scale reading or healing or the many services that she offers. There's a lot of them on her website, so check that out. And let me ask you, Elizabeth, how are you tonight?
Well, I got here about 2 minutes before you did, and so it was a crazy busy day, and so funny you said, yeah, I got here right on the dot, and I was like, I got here 2 minutes before the dot, you know,
well,
and I didn't
you get the gold star, you get the gold star, and yeah, I apologize for not being here sooner, but it doesn't sound like we would have had much time to chat anyway.
No, I don't think we have, no. How are you?
Fine. I am dealing with a little stress and anxiety today. My 94-year-old father suddenly lost his hearing in his left ear, and they thought it might be a stroke. So I spent the day up at the emergency room where he had a bunch of testing done, an MRI and that kind of thing, and thank God, no stroke. They don't have an answer yet, but he goes back to the ear, nose, and throat specialist Monday. But I was feeling really rushed and wasn't sure how long he was going to be there, and then I had to drive his car home, blah, 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 blah. And
right.
I made it. Yeah, yeah. So thank you for asking. That's my long-winded answer. What's new with you?
I found lots of ways to make myself busy during COVID, and now that we're coming out of it and the shop is opening up and there are, back to the normal workaday concerns, I'm overwhelmed, and I'm overwhelmed because I literally found things to do that, to stretch myself creatively and to open up new areas of endeavor, musical endeavor and creative endeavors. And now I really do need to go back to what my format of life was before, which is doing readings, opening my gallery here in Madrid and Madrid, New Mexico, and finishing up the book that I had been writing that, I thought, well, that's not making me as happy as doing music is. So I'm sorting through a lot of what's really important, what really feeds and nourishes my soul at this time, and also rededicating myself to, again, how do I show up in the world and how am I of service in the world, which a lot of that is through the shop. People can, without even expecting to, come into the gallery. And a lot of times they really do need to, most of the time if they come into the gallery, they really need to be in the gallery. And I'm of service because the door is open and they can walk in. So, which at the end of, we're kind of coming out of this time period. The gallery is also in my home. So after this time period of isolation, I'm opening up the doors and facing what's been the fear of a very scary year, which is some people may be vaccinated, they may not be vaccinated. They, it might be done, it might not be done. So we're right on that sort of edge where I just have to go, you know what, I have a job to do and I'm, I'm going to be protected while I do it. I just know I am. And I'm also taking care of, making all the steps to do that. But so, it's a really interesting time of juggling a lot of, shifting gears back into what was, but it's not quite what was before, but it's also a rededication and reapplication of self to service. So,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. I loved what you said about showing up and seeing what you could, how you could be of service. And I think that that's something that everybody might want to consider in their lives, because so many of us get wrapped up in insular lives. And, I hate to say it, but it is the case, selfish pursuits or pursuits of the ego. And we're here for a reason. And that is not just for ourselves. It's for all of us. We're all one. And so I just loved when you were saying that. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm wondering, I have a sense, and I suppose I could look at it and read it, but I think quite a few of us are going to be going about our rededication to service or our and continued dedication to service in with a little bit more insight to what our, how we nurture ourselves while we're of service and what our boundaries are, and whether or not we, have found our spot to be of service or whether or not we're still moving into it. But a really different perspective. I think the whole year has sort of given us a chance to sort of look at our lives and turn them around in our hands for a while where we did not much of anything and go, really? That's what I'm looking at? That's my life? That's what I, you know, that's what I do and that's who I am? Is that what I really want to be doing and is that who I really am? And so I just think the next 6 months are especially going to be very interesting in terms of how a lot of people's rest of the, you know, a lot of people's story unfolds, a lot of people's life story or life work unfolds. So I kind of look forward to seeing that, how it's going to unfold as everybody goes forward. So, yeah, that's what's going on. Here.
Well, you're speaking my language tonight. I really, really enjoy what you're having to say because it resonates so much with myself. And I imagine to a lot of the callers and people who usually call into this show have a spiritual bent and are giving people. And so I imagine that the callers that are on the line are also resonating with you too. Now, I must admit I've been a little distracted. I'm still 1 foot where I was a half hour ago and all afternoon. What did you say you wanted to talk about tonight?
Well, I was talking about moving forward. I think with people. What I would just like to say is couple of things. Sometimes your people will come through on the show. Oftentimes the radio isn't your, like, people, your family in spirit or friends in spirit. Sometimes it doesn't really work out so well when we're on the radio because it's so short and the energy, there's a lot of people's energy connected to this radio show, a lot of people in spirit and a lot of people who are listening. So it gets real thick in here in terms of who's in the astral plane and who's paying attention. And so please don't expect that we will get someone, a friend or family member in spirit, although we might. And then also if you're asking for, like, any medical intuition, I don't feel comfortable talking about somebody else's information over the radio, but if it's yours, I do. So, you know, please keep your readings to mainly yourself, or trying, you know, if you're trying to understand something, I suppose that works too. So, and pets, always pets. Pets are always good.
Yes. Well, that's great. We do have a number of callers, and I don't know that we're going to be able to get to all of you. We'll do our best to get to as many of you as possible. I haven't talked to any of you up front like I often do, so when I come to you, I'm just going to announce your area code, then I'll ask you your first name only, and we'll go from there. Then you'll have a chance to talk with Elizabeth. But it sounds like you've had a very introspective year, as many of us have had, and reevaluated your life purpose and what you're here for. And I think that would be an interesting thing to talk about for a little bit in terms of how that has affected other people, what suggestions you might have for folks that are going through a sorting out process. Does that make sense as a possible topic for a little while, or did you want to talk about
that? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it really does. And even if, you know, if you want to have a reading on that, I mean, I know for myself right now, in some ways I feel torn between the old and the new, but the new is actually the old that I didn't do before, so. And what happened was, because I have lots of underlying conditions, I have like 4 underlying conditions, I got, you know, the whole COVID thing was quite frightening. And I'm also in a tourist town where we get people from all over the world. And so, and not everybody was, you know, following the travel orders and things like that over the past year. So what came to me was, well, you know, if this is it, you know, that sort of befriending the specter of mortality if this is it, what is it that I haven't done that I will regret not doing before, you know, before I go on to the other side? And what came up was originally I'd gone to school to do film scoring and to do music and to play live, but also to write music for film. And so I put myself first into actually going up playing outdoor, socially distanced live gigs. A lot of musicians were saying, oh, no, we can't do that. But they were absolutely available, and I did sing in a mask, and I found the right kind of mask to do it in. But I went out and did it, and so, you know, at least in some way I was moving forward with something that I had wanted to do. And then I got involved in a class where I'm collaborating with other musicians to write songs that to sync up with film and TV and Netflix and Amazon and, you know, different places that are making film series and dramas and all these different film projects and working with other people in collaboration. And what's interesting is that this is the first time I've been involved in a class that is so completely collaborative. The idea of, like, everybody is taking an equal cut of every song that they work on, and people are actively pushing themselves to reach out and cross their boundaries to meet other people who are interested in the same thing and to work with them. And it's actually, you know, people talk about mediumship or talking with the dead or spooky, you know, talking to ghosts or seeing paranormal things. Ooh, that's so scary. But when it comes right down to it, what's really scary is being in collaboration with people that you've never worked on anything with before and in joining forces together and communicating about something that you're working on and making a project happen. It's scary from the first step of saying, hi, I'm, you know, and you feel like a little kid, you know. I'm 50-something-year-old Elizabeth, but I feel like I'm 7, and I want to make a new friend now, you know. So it's like you because it's something that we don't normally force ourselves to do, to go to people that we haven't yet met but are curious and intrigued about, to actually go to say to them, I'm curious about you, and I like the way that you did this, and I'm wondering if you would like to work with me. So there's that vulnerability of stepping out and saying, well, I'm curious, and I would like to know more, and I'm wondering if you would like to connect with me as well. That is actually, to me, more frightening than reaching out to spirit, you know, as part of my work on a daily basis. And I find that fascinating, that we may actually be more scared of each other when it comes down to connecting and working together, or at least I was, than we are of working with people who are in spirit, if you think about it. So sort of, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't.
I do, David.
You know? But you reach out. You say, hey, would you, right?
Yes, I do. But, you know, I'll have to tell you, that's not the way I started out in this life. And I basically am an introvert. But I've become energized and more comfortable with myself. And so I've, in essence, come out of my shell. But at a core level, I'm an introvert. And I'm very introspective. And it's still a challenge for me to do some of the things that you talked about. So I just wanted to interject with that.
Yeah, well, and then other thing which was interesting is that I found out through this process of collaboration that there is, sometimes when I'm doing mediumship, there's a collaboration that's unexpected. Like, it might seem that the message is pretty straightforward, but there's something, that what I've been seeing is that there's something about the fact that I was the person who gave the message and the way the message was given and the time the message was given, that there are more points of connection than are really expected. because I've had time to go back and talk to some clients. One of the nice things was actually just being able to, after a session, because I wasn't terribly busy after a session or before a session or somewhere in between a session, just shoot the breeze with clients about, you know, over the years, what's happened during the sessions and how their lives have been changed by working with spirit. And the theme that kept coming up was this was truly a collaboration with spirit in ways that I didn't expect, and it was much more like an earthly collaboration with other co-creators than I had expected. You know, I don't want to get into anybody's stuff, but, you know, sometimes now I'll look at spirit and say, you know what, that, in a way, that message was a trick, but it was a trick for a good reason. Like they, you know, it sort of, it moved a person, that message moved a person from one place that they were to another place that they needed to be, even though it was almost like just a readjustment instead of a literal, the message is literally this. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not that they're being untruthful. No. It's just that the way the message was delivered was kind of like, let's spin you around for a second until you land in the right place.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I've heard that kind of reaction from callers when they've spoken with spiritually gifted people such as yourself, that sometimes the message does not sit well initially, but I've had people call me back and say, you know, they were spot on. So
yeah.
Excuse the digression there.
It's like they're spot on, but they're not spot on for the moment. Oh, and one of the things that happened is I got yelled at before COVID by somebody who came into the shop. She was hoping to get married to her partner, and they were quite young. And the message I kept getting over and over and over again was their date was May 6th, and that was right in the middle of all COVID lockdown. And they were from New York. They were from just north of New York City. And I ended up hearing over and over again, not May 6th, wait a year. Not this year, wait a year. If you want a hand fast, okay. If you want to do like a year commitment ceremony, just the two of you, okay. But not a big wedding this year. And the young lady was so upset that she ended up yelling at me and yelling all the way down the street. But what I was getting. And and then COVID came along, and it was like, gosh, I hope she listened to that message.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it really didn't sit well with her. But, you know, we weren't thinking about COVID shutting everything down back in August.
No, we weren't, that's for sure. Well, I think that's fascinating. I really do. I'm looking at the time, and we have 37 minutes left. So if you feel complete at this moment, let's go to the phone lines and see who we have tonight and what assistance can be lent. And so are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Area code 216, you are first. And what is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Sharon. Hi, David. How are you?
Good, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, you sound it. That's great. Well, say hello to Elizabeth.
Yes, my first time speaking with Elizabeth, actually. Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh.
Hi, Sharon. Nice to hear from you. How can we help you this evening?
Well, it's not. I have a question about a pet, and actually she's living. It's not a deceased pet. Can I ask you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I started out with doing animal communication on living pets, so please bring your living pets. That's
one
of my favorite.
I know. So I've been fostering since I've been working at home since last March, just helping out, and I love doing it. But the only thing is I have one now that I want to adopt, and I've already decided. Her name is Olive. She's a brown dog. She was a skeleton when I got her. Now she's healthy. Is she happy with me, and is this going to work out? Because I go back to work 2 days a week in September, so I'm going to have to find – I'll figure it out when I can't give her up. I just can't. She's elderly. She's not a senior. She's like 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's happy with me, isn't she?
Yeah, and she literally – okay, so she's got some emotional trauma. She's got some anxiety, which is rightly so, given what she went through. Hold on one second while I connect with her. Give me a second.
Her name was actually Orchid. I changed it to Olive. I just don't like Orchid. She does not look like an Orchid to me. She's more of a little Olive. She is. That's why. Okay.
Sweet. Okay, so she is, I mean, she has, she has some self-esteem issues about whether or not, you know, because of what she went through, whether or not she can do a good job as your dog, whether or not she can meet the, you know, meet the tasks, you know, like, oh, well, I, you know, have to be energetically present and supportive, but she's really sometimes feeling like she wants to run away and hide. And so I would just say I definitely think it can work out, but be aware that sometimes she's, you know, this is an introvert dog right now. This is a dog that sometimes wants, like, to, when feeling uncomfortable, wants to run away and hide or wants to potentially escape. I'm not saying that she'll try to escape your house, but, you know, she just might energetically pull back. And then it becomes, okay, you know, what, you'll just have to be real patient with her if she's trying to pull in or pull back or escape in some way.
I just haven't seen that. She clings to me like a Velcro. I haven't seen that part of her yet.
Well,
she
clings to you.
Very
gentle.
Okay.
Yeah, but she clings to you because you're safe. But when you go, right? When you go, that's gonna, that when you go back to work, that's gonna start that'll start. Be aware of the anxiety cycle. That's something that you'll have to look at
to deal with.
Okay.
I know.
You're safe to be with, and she feels she's okay. But when you go, that's when, and don't judge her for whatever she ends up doing. Her for it, just be like, okay, honey, you know, we see this, we get it. She really, clinging is, she's not an orchid, clinging is a little bit of shrinking violet, okay? So you do want to work with her over the next 6 or 8 months to get her feeling like she can not, she doesn't need to be clingy. That's where they're really going with this. Like, you don't need to be clingy. You're fine. You're fine. You're going to be fine, and
you're
don't need
safe.
To cling.
I know.
Yeah. That's really it.
She's such a gentle dog. Gentle.
Yeah.
She's such a loving, gentle dog. Oh, I can't give her up. I'm not going to. I know.
Don't
I'll
do
have
that.
To figure out the, I know. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm not giving her up.
No,
she's
but...
She's not...
And,
go on.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to keep clinging, and you know, that's what you...
I know.
When you go away for a couple of days, that's when it'll really be like you have to reinforce. You don't need to cling. You're fine. You can go relax over there or over here, or, you know, you don't have to be right with me in order to keep the situation. Okay?
Thank
you.
That was
good.
Great advice.
Yeah, she's a good girl. Thank you for asking.
Very
good.
Sharon.
Thank you.
Enjoy your pet. That's wonderful. It sounds like you've really bonded with her.
Thank you, David. I have. She's laying right on top of me right now.
Oh, sweet. What kind of dog or mix is she? Do you know?
It's a lab. It's a lab and a pit. She was a skeleton when I got her. She was a skeleton.
Oh.
That's how skinny she was. She had a
I said, because that's what I have. It looks like a lab, but it's a lab pit mix. Yeah, how do you like that? Yep.
Good. She's the most gentle dog.
Ah, great. Well, we're going to move on now, but it's nice to hear your voice, Sharon, and God bless.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, area code 347, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Marie.
So I guess I wanted to know if I could get a healing.
Sure. I would be happy to do that. Are you okay working with Mother Mary and Archangel Michael and me?
Yes.
All three of us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right, Divine. Say your first name. I'm
Marie.
Marie? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. No, Divine High Self, Divine I Am Presence, Infinite Spirit, Infinite Consciousness, please clear Marie and Elizabeth for work. And Mother Mary and Archangel Michael, do you please want to step in and help consult, research, and investigate? In what way can we most help Marie tonight? Wow. Okay. There's a lot going on in your energy field. And part of, she's saying, part of you is saying, I'm not sure I'm okay with this. I'm not okay with this. And it feels like that just needs to be removed. The thought, I'm not okay with this, whatever it is that's been going on, can she just remove that? You still there? Hello?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were, yeah, I'm sorry.
Is it okay if she... Okay. And it's not about this reading. It's like somebody has crossed your boundaries or is putting you in a position you don't really want to be in. So, but she wants to remove that. I'm not okay with this. Because it's like you're trying to take your energy from inside your body and put it outside your body so that you can protect yourself. And she wants to remove that so that you're not using your physical body energy for so much protection, and we'll give you another mode of protection instead of that one. Is that all right?
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, please go ahead and just remove the thought, I'm not okay with this, that's leading to the physical body energy being placed outside the body. Take a deep breath in. Please go ahead and remove that thought, I'm not okay with this. Move it from the manifest to the unmanifest, from particle to wave. Moving it up, moving it out. Just so that we can reorient the physical energy structures of the body for the appropriate shielding and protection. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for moving that up, moving that out. And she also wants to remove the thought, I'm not safe, simply because we need to change how you're doing energy so you don't get tired out. Can she remove, I'm not safe?
Yes.
Okay. Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, please go ahead and remove, I'm not safe. Please move that up, move that out, move that from every part of Marie's energy structure across all levels of beingness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Moving it up faster, moving it out faster. All levels of I'm not safe. Moving it up, moving it out. All levels of I'm not safe. Okay. She wants you to replace, here are the things she wants you to replace those thoughts with is, I get to choose. I am safe and I get to choose. Does that make sense to you? To replace that energy with, I am safe and I get to choose?
Yes.
And she'd like to just remind you as after this is over, when you're going forward and feeling stress, tell yourself, I am safe. You can even ask, why am I so safe? Not how am I safe, but why am I so safe? And I'm so glad I get to choose. I get to choose. Okay? And she was just putting some energy there in. Okay. Wow. And then just general stress. This is not from her. This is more of a physical body. If you can do like a foot bath of some kind, or do something grounding for your feet, detox foot pads, or castor oil and white socks on your feet to ground your energy. and get it moving down instead of out. Because, again, it's like you're taking your energy from your core and moving it to the exterior bubble, and that's not how – that isn't going to help your body. We really need your energy to go from the top of your head all the way down through your feet. So what she'd like you to do, we may not have time to do this, but is to really work on grounding your energy into the center of Mother Earth. Have you ever done those before?
No.
No, okay. So what it is sit up in a chair, and so your feet are flat on the floor and your tailbone's pointed down through the floor, and sit up straight and do some deep breathing, and imagine there's a great big sun over your head, and that the rays of sun are coming down through the top of your head and down through your body and flushing out anything that's either a mental, emotional, or physical a lack of ease or tension. And as the energy moves down from the top of your head, it goes all the way down through your body. It sinks a line from your tailbone into the earth, down into the core of Mother Earth, and you want to visualize the floor, the subfloor, the basement, the mantle, the magma, the mantle, getting down into the center of the core of the earth, and you can imagine that's a crystal cave or whatever, and then the rest of your energy goes down your legs, it goes out your feet into the core of the earth. You want to sink that, run energy from the sun above the top of your head down into the earth, and then allow earth energy to come back up. And then you can move that energy around your body anywhere that you feel like you're still tight, or you have fear, or you have distress, or you're holding something, you're holding on to some mental or emotional stimulus or stress. And when you breathe through this, but also just it's something you can find these things online. You can find people walking you through this online. This is something you want to start doing 5 to 10 minutes, probably 10 minutes to start off. The rest of this next week as we go into Mercury retrograde, just to get your energy. And then the other thing, the quick thing for you, is just imagine that. You know, there's a whole other way to shield, but I want you to imagine that you have a dome with a violet flame on top. So when you're going out into the world and you're stressed out or whatever it is that's going on, put your dome with a violet flame over the top of you. And if you forget it in the morning, say shields up, and imagine this dome with a violet flame on top with violet flames coming down is all around you, and you're sort of in your own little, you know, those little glass cheese things, you know, you've got your own, but it's got a violet flame on top, because you need to have a different way of structuring to protect yourself right now. Hold on one second. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water right now, and also make sure that you're resting your eyes. It looks like you're doing a lot of searching for something or reading of something, so make sure you rest your eyes. Hold on one second. Anything else? And then just ask me one question, if there's one specific question that we can look at for you, because I know I just started looking at your energy. Is there one question about any of this?
About any of the healing modalities?
Or anything that you're looking that didn't seem to get addressed.
I think it's like more of like a general question about career, but I don't know. But so generally, it's like the stress that I've been recently facing is just evaluations, since I am a rising medical student. I'm going to be able to apply for residency soon. So I just wanted, I don't feel like I'm competitive enough. However, I don't know what the future holds. And so I guess I was just very unsure about the future in that respect.
Okay. So I want to say I'm getting lots of good energy about your applications. I'm getting lots of good energy about you going forward. Make sure that when whatever it is that you're filling out, that you really play off of how well-rounded you are and what it is that makes you, that makes you well-rounded. Because you, what are you for medical school, or is this your residency that you're going into? thing. Is it school or residency?
Yeah, I'm still in school. I'm going to apply for residency.
Okay, residency is it's how well-rounded you are. And what's your is it what you have a great gentle energy? Is it psychiatry or what is it? What's your why are you so gentle, and why is that so perfect for what you want to do?
So I wanted to work with kids, but not necessarily in like the pediatric type of sense, because I do like to go into the OR. So I am battling between like, oh, maybe I can do anesthesia because I can, you know, grow from that versus surgery or things that are a little bit more regimented.
Mm-hmm. You are just a healer all over, and you have wonderful gentle energy. So think about the what makes you something that when you're filling out your residency, make sure that you really describe yourself and why you're so perfect, because you really are. The guys are saying, no, she's perfect for what she wants to do. But you also have a lot of deep understanding of children, and you're really good with them in terms of them of fear and psychiatry. Like, it could be psychiatry MD, it could be, you know, something like that as well. But you're really, really good with children, and you're really, really good in being able to calm them and give them a sense of wholeness. Like, the energy that you present as you walk forward into a room with children who might be afraid in it is just absolutely calming and making everything all right. And if there are things in your past that have led you to be this way, make sure you call those out in your residency. Like, really describe yourself, your interests, your hobbies, why you're so well-rounded, and what it is about you that makes you so perfect for working with children in any way that you decide to. I'm thinking what's scary for children, and I get oncology, but, you know, it's really up to you. Like, how is it that you make being in the room a special thing, and you do for children. So think about those things and give yourself some credit, because that's what they're really looking for, is that you know what your strengths are.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You have strengths. You have strengths, but they're gentle strengths, and that's not what our society necessarily, you know, that's not our big rah, 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 gentle strength. But in your case, do it. Rah, 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 gentle strength, because kids need that. And you can make them feel like, hey, this person is gentle and they're strong and I'm really okay. So it's safe for me to heal now, because I don't have to take this energy of protecting myself and use it in the wrong way. I can just relax. So you'll be great. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Good night, honey. Bye-bye. All right. Area code 954, you're next. If you bear with me just a moment. You are live. What's your first name?
Hi, David. I'm glad to hear you. Good luck with your dad. This is Mary calling. Hello,
Hi,
Elizabeth. Nice to hear
Hi,
you.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Okay. I've been struggling with some health problems, mostly related to bladder issues. And ironically, one of my one and only cat seems to be going through the same thing for quite a while as well. Maybe she's in empathy with me. But I just wanted to see why I can't get this resolved, or see anything improving along that line. Medications don't seem to be helping a lot, or other outside modalities as well.
Mary, are you able to, not to put too fine a point in, are you able to exercise?
I do stretching and things. I'm not an exerciser. I have a lot of other body issues too, shoulder and joints, but I do exercise, and I'm trying to walk a little more and move. Spend a lot of time.
What what I'm seeing is that you really need core, like a very gentle core Pilates moves, and so what you'd be looking at is, you know, level one beginner Pilates moves that Pilates moves that strengthen and tighten your core muscles down there, and get everything moving that really sort of isolate that area and get blood flow going to that area. But you may not have to use your shoulders or your knees, or because you can do these lying on the floor. They're those kinds of moves that you can do while lying on the floor.
I can't even get down on the floor. My mobility is not that great where I can get down on
the
floor.
Can you get on a bed? Can you get in your bed?
Yeah, I can stretch in bed.
You can stretch in bed. You can do them in bed, but you just have to be horizontal in order to do them. Go looking for some Pilates core, and these are lower belly, mid to lower belly, mid low belly, below your belly button moves. And then also like just pulling in, sucking in just below your belly button and letting out and sucking in and letting out. They're just some muscles that over time we lose muscle as we get older it's just a natural process, and you really need some more muscle back to get things moving.
Will that help also with repeated infections?
Yeah, repeated infections, let's look.
Or is that not the same?
And that comes down to movement. You want to drink a lot of water, but you want to breathe. And then the other thing is your lymphatics, all of your lymphs and fluids and things that help fight infection are going to be stimulated by movement. And so do the movement that you could do, and core movements are really going to target the area, but it's going to move your lymphatics around. Walking, can you walk?
Just for very short distances right now.
Okay.
I'm in
Any kind of exercise that you can do that gets that area moving and you get your lymphatics moving is going to start helping your body clear infection. Hold on one second. I'm just looking deeply into that area. There's Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, are there any thoughts or anything that she's holding on to in that area that she needs to remove? Okay, so it's not a thought, but it's like a frustration. And so here's a frustration buster. This is for you to figure out what you're holding on to, but they'd show me, but this is one like you're holding on to your blind spot. So I'm not blaming you, that's not meant to blame you. It's just that's what she's holding on to, is having a blind spot about how to fix it. So what they're saying is, say to yourself, what is it that I know that I'm pretending not to know or denying that I know about my bladder issues? What is it that I know that I'm pretending not to know or denying that I know about my bladder issues? Repeat that 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at noon, 5 minutes at night. Don't answer the question. Just leave it out there for the universe to answer it. And it's going to move that hidden energy from you into the light, so that you can be like, oh.
Eureka moment.
What?
Eureka moment.
Eureka moment, right. You're leaving it out there for the eureka moment to hit you. You're gonna like get bound up the energy of the eureka moments, pitch it out to the universe and wait for it to come back. What is it that I know that I'm pretending not to know or denying that I know about my bladder issues? It looks to me like you've consulted the right people, correct? You've talked to a doctor and all that. And
I've seen several, and the very last one I seen was, it was just 3 hours of wasted time. He did absolutely nothing, and I got just as much help from the primary initially. I think he overlooked something important and didn't seem too interested, so it kind of, set me back, because he's supposed to be the specialist and have more answers.
Yeah.
Get discouraged when I run into that. And,
But I feel like you've done your due diligence there. So this is, okay, you've done your due diligence there. Let's go with what's the hidden thing. What is it that I know that I'm pretending not to know or denying that I know about my bladder issues? But also exercise. exercise that area to get the lymph flowing so that your body is clearing the infection more readily and that you're getting, you know, you're building some more connections with muscles and ligaments. Because as we get older, we can't help it.
No.
So.
And my kitty, do you think that these issues with her are going to straighten out as well? I'm kind of doing some home things and Reiki on her, and she seems to respond.
Yeah.
That.
Reiki yourself and Reiki her and Reiki yourself. That's what I'm getting. But also, is she on kidney diet yet?
I have her on. I try to keep her on special urinary food, but she don't want to eat it. So I try to get as much moisture as I can. She prefers harder food. So there's a problem with getting enough moisture into her. With the proper food, otherwise she turns and walks away. It's a little complicated.
So are you, what kidney diet, what urinary tract formula are you using?
Well, right now I've been trying to get her, I bought a case of the Purina urinary tract formula and the soft food, and I have a
What I would say, so check with a vet or check into, some people don't like the Science Diet brand, but she has kidney, beginning of kidney stuff. It's not just urinary tract.
Crystals. I know she had some crystals, and she's constipated a lot, so I tried to help her with that a little, giving her a little boost with that.
But check into the Science Diet kidney diet, and that's harder, and it has what is needed for the kidney crystals in order to just help
those.
Are
the grain-free products of high quality? I have some high-quality grain products, without grain or grain-free something.
No. I would check into the Science Diet kidney diet. That stuff actually really works, and it's kept a lot of cats alive for a very long time when they otherwise would have checked out. So don't mess around. Pick something that and it's also dry and it's hard. She'll like it, and then you can.
And that's for kidney especially.
For kidney especially. Kidney diet. Yep, special diet. No, it's Science Diet, Kidney Diet. Yeah,
kidney
especially.
Diet. Okay, I'm writing that down. Thank you. I'll look into that.
Okay,
right,
this is just me telling you this because I can't diagnose or prescribe anything. I'm just saying this as your friend. Okay?
Okay, just, I appreciate
it. In case any vets are
listening. I don't seem to be getting any help from the normal sources and the medical sources, so you've got to go outside the box most of the time.
Yeah. I'm your friend outside the box. That's who I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you very
good
much.
Good friend to have, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Mary,
thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
God
you so
bless
much.
You and your kitty.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, thank
you. Take good care. I hope you feel better.
Thank you so much. You're dead, too.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary. Okay. We're running out of time. We're going to take one more caller for a brief talk with Elizabeth. We have several callers on the line, and I suggest you contact Elizabeth at her website. It's elizabethanglin.com for those of you who tuned in later. It's Elizabeth with a Z, and Anglin is spelled A-N like Nancy, G-L-I-N like Nancy, elizabethanglin.com. And our lucky caller, we have two from the same area code, so I'm going to give the area code and the first three digits of your phone number. I have area code 860-836, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Amala. How are you?
Good, Amala. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's funny because I really resonated with that first caller and what you were talking about. I'm not okay and being safe, and I felt that. So I think I was like in that same spectrum. So I don't want to waste any time. I know we're really low on time, but can I get an energy something from you, please?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Hold on.
Thanks.
All right. Divine divine high self, divine and presence, infinite spirit, infinite consciousness. Please clear Amala and Elizabeth for work. Please research and investigate. And I'm just going to check here. Does Amala have any beings of a dark nature, any deeply, darkly hidden beings, any programs, any systems? No, okay. Divine high self, divine and presence, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael. Please research and investigate. Okay. Mother Mary says that you're stuck in your head and you're going around in circles. So she wants to remove... She wants to remove the thought because you've noticed, you've said, I'm stuck in my head. I'm stuck in my head. Okay. She wants to remove all, I'm stuck in my head and I'm going around in circles. Now, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, please go ahead and remove all, I'm stuck in my head and I'm going around in circles. Now. Okay, thank you. And just take a deep breath in and just allow all of that energy of I'm stuck in my head and I'm going around in circles to release from every part of your beingness, from every part of your body, mind, spirit, every inch of every part of you throughout all infinity, releasing, I'm stuck in my head, I'm going around in circles now. Take a deep breath in.
Yeah. Yes. That's so good.
Another one that you're with, I can't find the answer. What you've been trying to do is find the answer. So it's almost like Yoda when Yoda says, there is no try, there's only do. I've been trying to find, I can't find the answer. She wants to remove, I can't find the answer. Can she remove, I can't find the answer?
Sure.
Okay. Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, please go ahead and remove, I can't find the answer. No matter how hard I look, I can't find the answer. Okay, let's move that up, move that out of every part of your beingness. No matter how hard I look, I can't find the answer. Okay, great. And then she wants to leave you with this affirmation. In the universe of life where I am, everything is perfect, whole, and complete.
I love that. Yes.
Okay. So if you find yourself going back into those thoughts, just ask her to help you release them and go in the universe of life where I am. Everything is perfect, whole, and complete.
Perfect, whole, and complete.
And repeat that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Yay. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for your show. It's really, you know, you do surrogate healing. I could feel it and through the waves. So thank you for you. And David, thank you for the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Amala. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Excuse me, I've got allergies going on here. Thank you to all the callers tonight, and especially thank you, Elizabeth. It's been a joy. It always is a joy to have you on the show. You're such a bright, light spirit, and I love it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, with that, go ahead. We have time.
No, that's it. It was fun. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm just going to wrap things up by saying that we are all united through spirit. We're all unique beings having a spiritual experience. And I pray that each and every one of you will be able to open to all of the gifts of spirit that are possible. So I wish you a good night. God bless. And until next week, I hope that you have a wonderful week. And just a reminder, I do have another show on Sunday nights called The Healing Circle that I co-host with Kat Edwards from Australia. She's a clairvoyant medium and spiritual coach, but we do not do readings on the show. What we do is discuss topics. Callers are welcome to participate, so please check it out. It's at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Same call-in number. And once again, good night, everybody.